happened to my voice, but I do want to bring your attention to the thought of, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Our weekly bulletins that we have prepared are prepared with an end in view. It is not the end for us to argue or to prove theological addenda. That's not why you come to church. You come to church to pray. And our weekly bulletins are prepared for the purpose of developing in us a spirit of spirituality. I know that for the average Catholic, it is not easy for him or her to come across spiritual reading and to take advantage of spiritual reading. Our weekly bulletins are intended to furnish you with some small amount of spiritual reading. None of these, you will note, and I'm sure you have already noted, are not really theological in nature. They're not supposed to be theological in nature. Theological discussions are not necessarily spiritual discussions. Today, we have made theological discussions spiritual, but that's wrong. A theological discussion does not necessarily make a saint of me. But reading something that is holy in nature, that helps lift me up and to make me pray better and to understand better, that is of a spiritual nature. That is spiritual reading. So as we now are approaching, next week is the middle of Lent, already Lectare Sunday, let us look at the kernel of our religion. In today's bulletin, which is the last one in your packet there, we speak of the Catholic life experience. This time, this week, we speak of the Holy Eucharist. My beloved people, you will not understand, and you will find it hard to accept the statement that I'm about to make. But it is the most unfortunate truth that I know of. And that is that a large majority of our people, and a very significant majority of our priests, and I'll stop there, simply when they look at the raised host, all they see is bread. All they see are the properties of bread. That's an unfortunate fact, but it is a true one. And I wonder, and it makes me fear, when I think that even perhaps amongst, I hope, only a handful, not just here, but any place and every place, I fear that some of our traditional Catholics see only the qualities of bread, that they do not know what that is that the priest is raising on high. During these days that remain to us in Lent, let us make every possible effort to come to a slightly better understanding of this mystery, which we call the Eucharist. those of you who receive a lot of conservative papers, articles, newspapers, magazines, etc., etc., and etc., you know the focus of the attention that is found in these literary journals, these traditional religious journals. They skirt around the issue, but the issue that we have to understand and we have to accept, as I have always said, is what happens up here. That's the whole thing. Everything else, who's who, and what's what, and how it's said, and what is said, etc., etc., and etc., is unimportant. This is all we are worried about. This is what we must, if we can maintain this with all the safety that it demands, my dear people, we have nothing to worry about. And so, with this coming up and Easter coming up, pray. Prayer is what we must put into practice if this is to survive. We will not protect this one bit by debate or argument or force of arms. This can only be protected by our prayer. That's all. And when he says, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it, blessed are we who have this holy mystery and keep it. As we approach Easter, I will not see you again until Easter Sunday. Please God, I will come down for Easter. I wish you well. What a tragedy it really is when you go into some of our Catholic churches, so-called Catholic, and you see a large representation of the Easter Bunny in the church. Easter bunnies are Easter bunnies, and when I was a kid, I liked Easter bunnies. I still do. But an Easter bunny belongs where the Easter bunny belongs. The Easter bunny is not at all, by any stretch of anybody's imagination, representative, nor is it there to remind us or have the slightest, most far-fetched association with the holy sacrifice of the Mass. I have seen myself with my own two eyes the emphasis placed on the Easter Bunny at Easter time in our so-called Catholic churches. My dear people, I cannot but insist that that's wrong. And there's no defense for that. No defense. But I wish you well. And unless and until we see the resurrection, unless and until we understand what happened at the Last Supper, which is the thing that we're trying to ditch, the Last Supper is for us the centerpiece of our entire religion. Take that away, and we've got nothing. We must pray with all of our strength that Almighty God will protect his own interests, and that Almighty God will not let this kind of thing actually take place where his kingdom on earth cannot be fulfilled. I wish you well. I know sometimes you think I'm gloomy. I know sometimes you think I'm getting caustic, and I realize that I'm getting caustic. But I see as I go older every day, and you know how long I've been coming down here, as I see things not taking place that should be taking place, when I see things not gathering, but scattering. And I see how quickly time is flying. We are already in the middle of the third month. We are already there in the new year. Time is flying, and our own people are not putting sufficient effort, sufficient understanding in the realities of life. We are so busy, so taken up with the silliness of the world that the things that pertain to God are put not only in the back burner, they're not even considered as a consequence. Let us not hope. Let us not be so foolish as to think that at the last moments of our lives that we are going to be able to put all things straight. A most frightening thing for all of us is this: as we live, so shall we die. If we live carelessly, why should we expect Almighty God to come at the last moment and give us a nice little gentle tap on our shoulders and say, you're all right, you're all forgiven? If we have not loved, when we could demonstrate our love in the fullness and the strength of our health, my dear people, when the moment comes, when everything is weak, when everything is bleak, when everything is uncertain, what makes us think that at that moment we will get the gift of love? It's not going to happen. Love is something that absorbs us. Love is something that consumes us. And we cannot and should not be so foolish as to think that Almighty God will look at the pleasantness that we sometimes paste onto our faces and accept that as an act of love. Love is very serious, most serious, and he wants the seriousness of it all for himself. Love never, ever fools around, if I can use the vernacular language. Love never, ever fools around. It never has time to fool around. Love is always serious. It is well-intentioned, and it simply cannot stand any kind of distraction. If we love, we want to give everything to God. That's the center of our focus. So God bless you. I will give you my Easter blessing on Easter Sunday. But in the meantime, be assured of our prayers. And in the meantime, we ask you to please pray for us, that we will try, be given the grace to give you a good example, always and in all things. After Mass, the ashes will be on the altar. Help yourselves, but you have to come to the altar to get them. I will not give them to you. You have to come up here to take them from the altar. Bring them from this altar and put them on your little altars and leave them there for a while and tell God at that point indeed how sincere your love for him really is.